It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And also joining me, a man whose mission in life is really to help preserve and promote the art of filmmaking, true filmmaking. The director of communications at Filmstreams is Patrick Kinney.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
Great to have you here, Patrick. Great to have you here. Filmstreams, just in a couple of sentences for those that it may be new to them, can you talk about what you do? Because it really is a Herculean task.
Right. Well, we're Omaha's film nonprofit. We're dedicated to enhancing the cultural environment of Omaha Council Bluffs area through the presentation and discussion of film as an art form. So what that means is that we operate two cinemas. We have the Rue Sokolov Theater in North Downtown, and we have the Dundee Theater in Dundee. And we show new independent films, foreign films, classics, documentaries. We have themed series and opportunities for education as well.
Ah, that's wonderful. It's a great mission. And there's a lot coming up. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. You sent me the pamphlet of all these different things. And I just want to kick it off. I'm gonna shoot out a word to you, and you tell me what you think about it.
Sounds great.
Oscar Shorts.
Absolutely. So this is one of our most popular programs of the year. The Oscar Shorts start on January 31st this year. So this is the nominated live action, animated, and documentary shorts. If you are an Oscar completist, if you want to see all the nominees before the award ceremony, you actually have a shorter window this year. This is the shortest Oscar season in modern history. The awards are on February 9th. So we'll open that on January 31st and come on down and get those in.
Sure, absolutely. And also, for those that may want to look back at the history of the Oscars, there's an opportunity to see some amazing films.
Yeah, so we're offering a course, a little sort of intensive seminar that's taught by our education director, Diana Martinez, PhD. It's called The History of the Oscars, and it'll include clips and all kinds of it's basically a rundown of the early history to now. If you're interested in that, that's going to be on Saturday, January 18th.
Okay, very good. I love the film noir. I always think of Humphrey Bogart, all the black and white, the detective in the shadows, and the working of light. But there's 90s noir. What does that mean?
So we're doing an interesting repertory series this quarter that starts in mid-February, goes till the end of March, that is dedicated to film noir in the 1990s. It's appropriately enough called 90s noir. It was curated by our Whites fellow, Adam Wiener, and it is a 13-film series. And it investigates how the genre was used and blended with other genres in films like Seven and Pulp Fiction, some films that we're very familiar with, but some things like combined with like the teen film in Cruel Intentions and Wild Things. It's a really interesting series that has a lot of variety in it, and I think I'm really delighted by what it has in store.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. There's one of your most popular classes, and it is filling up quickly, Film Style 4. Can you talk about that for me?
Absolutely. So this is another course that's taught by Dr. Diana Martinez. This is a really great course. It's 5 weeks long, 5 Saturdays long, that goes into the basics of filmmaking, like looking at things like the use of color, the use of fashion sometimes has been a topic. So they'll watch, people who participate in this will watch a movie every Saturday morning, and then Diana will take them through something relevant to the film that teaches about how films are put together.
Oh, sounds great. And finally, one of the fun things that you have there is the midnight showings. You know, I loved going to see shows at midnight. It was just a fun thing to do. You've got quite a program, and you put it together. So this is your fault.
Yeah, it is. That's we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, it's my triumph. But yeah, we do midnight movies at the Dundee. It's a tradition. It's the final Friday of every month at midnight, appropriately enough. And I got to pick them this quarter. And I went with action films that feature the LA River because.
Oh, right, sure.
Absolutely.
If you can quickly explain that to people, because most car chases that you see in that concrete thing with a little water in it, that's the LA River.
You instantly recognize it if you know what you're looking for. It's a barren wasteland that looks like a concrete canyon
right.
with a little trickle of water in that. That's the LA River, and it's been used in Every kind of movie from some of the best movies ever made to some of the worst B action movies ever, for car chases, all kinds of stunt work. So I've always been obsessed with action movies that use the LA River. So for this quarter at the Midnights, it's Point Break, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
I'm just going to say the iconic absolutely. One, I think, kind of took it over because that semi-truck coming the semi-truck, into the exactly. amazing.
Yep.
Just
and then amazing. I'll wrap up with To Live and Die in LA.
That's fantastic. Where can people find information about all this?
Filmstreams.org is the portal for all of this and much more. No fees for tickets on there. That's the place.
Outstanding. He's Patrick Kenny. He handles all the communications for Filmstreams. And this quarter, he also sets up your midnight movies on Friday nights. Thank you, Patrick. Good to see you again. NPR programming continues right here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.